guys, and welcome back to Latina Read with your girl, The Hooligan. I'm back, and I'm back with some yaoi recommendations because I have been reading. Because what's life anymore? What does it mean to go outside? I don't know, because I'm quarantined with everybody else. Congratulations, this is where we are at now. So, I thought I would make this episode, with a hint of vampire / supernatural undertones. If y'all down for that, like, stay with me. So of course, remember, this is 18 or over. You're not 18, darling. What are you doing? What are you doing here, darling? ¿Qué estás haciendo? That's not for you, baby. But not since we got that out the way, I wanted to show you guys a couple different ones. I'm gonna start with the most hardcore and plot heavy one, and it's called, hold on, let me find it for you guys, Blood Bank. And it is a steampunk BDSM vampire society post-apocalyptic world where vampires took over and start governing humans as basically cattle. Few were able to work underneath them as more than cattle, like blood bankers, which what they do is like keep stack, make sure people pay their blood tax, make sure nothing goes missing. And a way you could tell a vampire is like they're normally like more colorful, like they'll have more variations of shade, while humans are basically just born with like brown eyes and like black hair. Few humans are bred to be considered like pets, and they're like more exotic. Maybe they'll have like colored eyes. They'll be bred to have like colored eyes, and yeah, and to be a blood maker, you have to have like good blood. Like you have to have like A+, but it can be diseased or like unhealthy or stuff like that. So you have to really maintain yourself. And these vampires are out here giving pheromones. So that's how you can tell like who's a vampire, who's not. They give really strong pheromones, and the stronger the pheromones, the stronger the vampire. So our main character is, his name is One, like the number one, and he doesn't have a real name because he's a human, and humans aren't allowed to have real names because they basically live in fear of their vampire overlords. And one day, he, you know, obviously One is working at the blood bank. That's why it's called blood bank, right? And he's working at the blood bank, and the overlord is supposed to come. He's like, I guess the ruler of the district or something like that, underneath his father, and he's here to check up on the bank. And his name is Shell, and ooh, he's so cute, okay? He's a little blonde guy with like golden eyes, very cutesy face, but your boy's a freak. Your boy's a freak, to say the least. Just keep it that way. And he's one of the few vampires that are considered an abomination because he's into the idea of humans ruling over vampires and not the other way around, because he doesn't actually like feeding off of humans like that. He'd rather have like attacks and just survive off of that, but you know, he's royalty and he's supposed to do what he's told. But he ends up finding One and realizing that for some reason One is immune to his pheromones. And so he asks him, hey, you know, like, let's play some games. And of course, you know, One is like, I'm not into this, like, leave me alone, like, this is obviously a trap. But eventually he starts giving him, Shell starts giving One so much favors and stuff like that, it starts getting noticed. So, you know, he goes out of his way and it's like, okay, fine, whatever, like, I'll do whatever you want, just lay low and chill, basically. Just freaking chill, my dude. So they have like their BDSM kind of relationship. At first he kind of really dislikes him, and you know, through more of their like acts, they start to get to know each other, and eventually like One even starts protecting Shell and getting into more of a romantic relationship. But obviously there's something off with One, because like, why isn't he affected by pheromones? And he has a whole backstory, and it's like you're uncovering who this guy is, like his lineage, like why his parents are who they are and how he's so special and how like he's a complete outcast in society. And also he makes Shell understand like the human perspective, because he's idealizing humanity and not seeing like basically the trauma that they're being put through and how they have to basically fight to survive. So yeah, it's a really interesting story. It goes places, you know. At first I was like, ooh, this is... It kept me coming because I really like the steampunk, like post-apocalyptic aesthetics of it. I just thought it was really cool. Like, call me crazy, but I'm down for like that weird age. And like, they're obviously all in uniform. If you like a dude in uniform, that's all you're gonna see is dudes in uniforms and like European-esque like dressing, I would say, or outfits. And the next one I got for you guys is called Bloodlink. Now, this is more of a manhwa, which just means it's kind of like a full-colored, like, supernatural webtoon kind of thing. It is a gorgeous, darling. Gorgeous. Let me tell you a little something about Bloodlink. Let me tell you. So, our story begins with... The name's gonna be hard for me to pronounce. I'm not gonna pretend it isn't. Haiwakuk? I'm just gonna call it Haiwa. Sorry. And he's just a normal university student. You know, buff looking, beautiful, grayish silver hair, living his best life. His friend ends up leading him into a group date, I would assume that's what it's called. A group date? Yeah. And there he meets this like pretty girl, and she's like all into him. She's like, yeah, he seems like a kind of a dominant type of dude. I like that. And you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, he's gonna be our like, you know, he may be a top, like, you know, because I'm like, maybe he's the top. But no, this boy is not the top. This boy is the bottom, because this is where we meet Lee Bin. Okay. Lee Bin is this beautiful, gorgeously sculpted, tan man, alright? Black hair, all that. And he goes and is drinking the blood of the girl that Haiwa met in the group date, whatever, in the bathroom. And then Haiwa notices, like, hey, she's been gone for such a long time. That's weird. Let me try to go check up on her. And, you know, comes in to see, like, this dude basically trying to get at this girl's neck and says, nah, bruh, I know Taekwondo or whatever it is that he knows. And he's like, barakata, which is Spanish for give him a hell of a punch, and knocked him on his ass. And, you know, our dude's like, oh, you gonna do that to me? You wanna play games, boy? I'm a top boy. You gotta learn your place, boy. And, like, drinks his blood. Attacks him and drinks his blood. And ends up giving him a bit of his own venom. Because, of course, he got punched in the face. And got a good tra-ka-ta right there. And now, of course, he is all alone. The girl ended up basically running away because she was not sure what the fuck was happening, and she just needed to get GTFO out of there. And of course, she hits him up for another date because, of course, you would. I mean, he defended you, my dude. Like, I'm still shivering. And of course, you know, he's like a top boy, whatever. He's not. So, how do I say this? Your boy becomes a vampire, but your boy is also a lycan. And you know what lycans are? Lycans are werewolves. We all know this. This is common knowledge. You should know this. Get on my grade level. Anyways, so he needs to feed. Obviously, he needs blood because he's not only like a lick and he's now like a vampire. So, you know, Lieben kind of notices the situation, like, oh, okay, so he survived, he's alive, so he's probably now like vampire-esque. But he realizes, oh, something's wrong because the scent is different. And he ends up like trying to feed him his own blood, gives him Hiwa his own blood. Oh my gosh. And of course, for, you know, the meal, he gets, you know, a little bit of that lightsaber action, that good old lightsaber action. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you're too young. Get the hell out of here. I'm a terrible person. I'm a terrible person. But yeah, so this dude is like enthralled. Lieben is enthralled with like Hiwa's scent. And you know, our boy Hiwa's like, I'm not no hoe. Like, what's happening here? But he's like, oh, you know, like, I'm just going to keep you as, like a boo on the side because I'm a model, you know. I'm also a university student. I can't be dealing with this shit. Like, you're just going to be a side bitch, basically. But your boy ain't having that. He has way more pride than that, you know. Like, that's not going to happen. And eventually, you know, he turns around like, okay, you know what, fine. Fine, you could be my main bitch. Like, because he gets jealous when he's like, yo, I'm about to throw you to the curb, like, fuck you. I don't know who the fuck you think you is. Hiwa is, like, that bitch with that attitude. Like, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It is what it is. So, you know, it kind of puts, you know, Lieben in his place. Like, okay, well, he got options. So, let me not do that, all right? Let me play it straight. And that's how you do it, people. That's how you do it. Someone's playing games, do the same thing right back because they do not know how to handle it. Trust me on that one. Anyways, whatever. They end up finding out that he's not just any kind of lichen. He's actually a female lichen. He has a human male form, but he is a female lichen. And those are actually extremely rare. His grandmother was also a female lichen, and it tends to travel through the family. Sometimes it skips a generation. And his mom ends up explaining it to him, like, oh yeah, so you're a female lichen, that's a thing, you can get pregnant, whatever. And of course, I'm still reading it, and there's a whole kidnapping situation. It gets crazy, people find out, people want him. Your boy is the baddest bitch on the block now. Your boy Hiwa is the baddest bitch in the club. Everybody wants a piece of that. So, yeah, it's very interesting, and I kind of want to see where it goes. If I finish it, which I probably will, I'll definitely follow up on it. But my last one is going to be The Devil's Temptation. Yes, you heard me right. The Devil's Temptation. And this is our last recommendation for the day. So, okay. The Devil's Temptation is also a memoir, and yes, it is plot heavy. It is, well, I wouldn't say plot heavy, but more cutesy heavy. Like, this dude is falling into situations, like, left and right. You might as well be the Snow White of the situation, alright? And his name is Hyun Lee. I'm just gonna call him Lee. His name is Finn Lee. And this is gorgeous man. This beauty perfection of hilariousness that is Ivan. Ivan is our love interest. He is our tall, dark skin, gay, mischievous, funny man. And he is always constantly clashing with Lee. Clashing constantly. Lee is like basically like a little duckling. All he does is like stay home, eat hot chip, and chill. That's him. That's him in a nutshell. Watch his shows. He's all about that life. While Ivan is a more outgoing, funny kind of guy who likes to mess around with people here and there. And he's part of the Snake Tribe, which is basically kind of like vampiric people, but they don't need to suck blood. They have like pheromones, of course. Pheromones is a big thing. We all know this. It's a thing for them, whatever. And he ends up accidentally marking Lee and he marks him after having sex with him, of course, after a work Christmas party, if I'm not mistaken, where they accidentally, kind of on purpose, hook up and let their frustrations on each other. And apparently the sex was so good that Ivan ends up marking him. And Lee is now a hoe for the snake tribe. Best description I can give you. Like, just, why even try anymore? Just, that's perfect. So this boy, little boy, like, tripped into the situation. And he's actually in love with Alec, which is his boss. Did I mention that they all work in the same place? This is like a love triangle in the workplace, which is kind of nice because I'm like an older lady. Well, I'm not older lady, but like I'm deep in my 20s, to say the least. And it's nice to see like a freaking little, like, you know, like a love story. And Ivan works for the human resources department. Lee, if I'm not mistaken, works either for administration or sales. And Alec is like CEO. And Alec, of course, is also part of the snake tribe. But unlike our tall, beautifully dark-skinned chocolate man with gray/white hair, Alec is our stoic, Shishomaru-looking motherfucker. And if you don't know who Shishomaru is, Google Inuyasha. Google Shishomaru, it'll come up. He's this gorgeous man with super light, like, white hair that's long, and he's super, like, elegant, and I am better than thou. He basically has a similar personality, to say the least. Just this very, like, cocky, beautiful man, person, with a lot of issues. Just a lot of issues, a host of issues. So, okay. So, now you know. Ivan is marked. Ivan marked Lee. Lee is in love with Alec. Alec is kind of related to Ivan and kind of likes Lee, but not to like a crazy extent. So when he kind of figures out the relationship between Ivan and Lee, because now Lee has to constantly have sex or sexual interactions with Ivan, otherwise his mark will increase and he'll feel like basically very sick. You know, get a fever and feel very sick. And he kind of figures that out. And he kind of, like, scolds Ivan a bit. Like, you obviously can't handle this. And kind of takes Lee under, like, his wing, like a little duckling. But Lee is like, I'm trying to get with you, bro. Like, I'm trying to get with the gang gang. And, like, Alec is like, nah, little boy, you don't want this smoke, basically. And I'm sorry. I'm still gonna go. Moron, but that's just the best way to explain it. So, okay, seriously, Lee is still trying to like find his footing with Ivan because they tried to be nice to each other, but it didn't work. So they end up like extra bickering at each other and being extra mean and over the top with each other constantly to make up for the fact that they're fucking on the rooftop, like. Rooms or stairways, yeah, stairways and stuff. Like, it gets down in DMs to say the least. So, Alec, after rejecting Lee, starts to actually develop feelings for him, and Ivan is actually starting to really like buckle down and push for like a relationship with Lee. And Lee's a little like he doesn't mind going with Ivan, but he feels like he kind of took over his personal space, in a way. And he's struggling, like, with himself and finding his place. And Alec is fighting to, like, get Lee back. Because he feels like, you know what? Maybe he was good for me. Maybe I need that ray of positivity and sunshine in my life. Like, maybe that's what I've been missing this whole time. Because he comes from, like, a really dark path. And, you know, you want a little happiness, a little bundle of sunlight and cuteness, which Lee is definitely a little duckling. He's so freaking cute. And he ends up finding a guy who looks a lot like Lee. And the only difference is he's definitely a gold digger. and it gets steamy. It gets steamy. The love story isn't over. It's still going. I'm excited to, you know, reach the crescendo of this story because we are still up in the air. I don't know who's gonna fall in love with who. I don't know if Ivan and Lee are gonna finally be together as they should be, because that piece of man is good. Sorry, my voice cracked. I meant to say piece of man. Okay. Oh, I hope y'all don't mind my insanity. But yeah, I think that they're all kind of related because they all have, like, you know, supernatural themes in them and whatever. I thought it was fun. You may disagree, but I hope that y'all had fun. I'm gonna end it there, my vampire darlings, and just go with the wind. Tell me what you think. I'm definitely gonna keep doing this because I still love reading and it's still a main part of my channel, what I do. So I'll continue with my Yagi Yago series, and I'll continue with my boys love. I'm definitely gonna have a regular book one of these days, but I've been on my manga thing. It is what it is. I'm on my Gang Gang Orca thing right now, and Aizawa, and I'm simping hard. I'm watching Haikyuu right now as well, and immaculate, just immaculate show. The personality, the flavors, they're so real. And yeah, I'm gonna keep going with it. So the only thing to say right now is bye.